Listen to me. Listen to me. Hey. 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 Listen to me, guys. To him. I'm aware. Yes. This is my nap. Can you hear me? Bubba stars. Hey, Ray. Good star. Rayo. I'm going to see me day. Matt is my best friend. November. Right now.
November. So, guys, what's in November?
November.
I think Peter knows. Peter, what's in November?
Thanksgiving!
November! Thanksgiving coming up soon.
When is Thanksgiving, Peter?
Thanksgiving's the 28th!
That's right. 28th, Thursday.
I can't wait either.
You can't wait for either?
Me either.
Alright, I got a quick question for all of you guys.
Listen to that.
What is your favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving and your favorite thing to eat? I'll go first. What? My favorite thing to do before I eat?
What?
I always have prayers and always talk about what I'm thankful for in my family. So, and then my favorite food, gotta love the turkey and gravy. And the stuffing. Like, and the mashed potatoes. Can't forget that.
Cranberry, too.
I like turkey.
Pie.
I like tater tots. And the mustard outside.
Mustard?
Yuck. What monster?
Hey! Turkey!
Potato Peter, and stuffing.
What else is your favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving?
Going to Michael and the Raids!
Oh, yeah.
The Gravies!
Oh, yeah.
And also, Peter, what do you like to watch? What's on TV on Thanksgiving?
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC!
That's right.
Lots of fun.
Put it on my TV. Yes, I do.
Marching bands.
Don't be scared of it.
Don't be scared of the marching bands.
No.
Go to your friend's house. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Go to my sister's house. I'll go to my sister's house. My sister.
Going to your teacher's house?
No, but not my teacher. My sister.
Your sister's house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I stay overnight.
Nod your mouth, bud.
And?
Where do you like to have Thanksgiving?
The house.
Thanksgiving at the house has a crane.
Quick question for you, Jimbo. Who do you usually have Thanksgiving with?
My family.
I love it.
What about Mr. Fredster, your roommate?
Yep.
All right.
Fred Thanksgiving with Jim?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Thanksgiving.
All right. That's a happy Thanksgiving, guys.
I did it!
DJ Peter's Neighborhood! DJ Peter's Neighborhood! Michael and the Rain Grannies, Rensselaer, New York! I'm going to Michael and the Rain Grannies in Rensselaer, New York! 145 Old Red Mill Road!
When are you doing that?
My neighbor.
When are you doing that, Peter?
Thanksgiving!
What will you do there?
Watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC!
Will you eat dinner?
Yep.
Can you tell us about it? Tell us about your dinner.
My dinner is going to be great!
And what will you have? Chinese food?
Turkey!
Anything else? Just turkey? What will your side dishes be, Peter? Mr. Peter.
I'll have cranberry sauce and stuffing and butter, mashed potatoes gravy.
Rolls
and butter.
Do you like pickles?
Yeah, I'm gonna drink Coca-Cola Zero Sugar in a wine glass.
Oh yeah, baby. That is super tasty. What else? What else will you do there? Will you play games?
I'll eat cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving.
Oh, desserts. You know what? Gotta have desserts.
Pumpkin pie.
How many pies will you eat, Peter?
One.
Come right. Tell us right there.
I'll eat two.
You'll eat two pies. What kind of pies will you eat? Pumpkin pie and what else?
Pecan pie.
A pumpkin pie and a pecan pie for Peter. All right. Anything else? Any more pies?
Nope.
You're gonna eat two pies.
Eat one.
You're gonna eat one pie. All right.
I'm glad we're together.
What else we got?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor.
Peter.
Would you be mine?
Will you watch a football game on Thanksgiving?
It's a neighborly day in this
neighborhood. Football game.
At noon!
And who will play? What game will you watch? Could you
be mine? I guess! I
have always wanted to. Who will you play? What will the teams be, buddy? What team will you watch on Thanksgiving?
New England!
Right there, buddy. Tell us about it.
New England!
New England Patriots?
Yeah!
Versus who?
The Dallas Cowboys!
All right. Will that game be on?
Yep.
All right. Super duper. My neighbor. Thanksgiving Day. The big game.
Yeah.
Right.
Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together again.
Hurry! Now it's time for American Flag with Phil. In the United States, there are 50 stars and 13 stripes. The famous flag, nickname for glory. Red, white, and blue. One most famous of the world, 107.9 FM.
Sets my brain a-reeling when I listen to the music of a military band. Every tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton.
Melody untiring, it's so inspiring.
We're join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag.
Rally round the flag, let us rally round the flag.
We took the red from the flame of dawn, the dawn of a new nation. And the white was the white of the snow at Valley Forge. The blue was the blue of the free, open sky. And the stars were the 13 sisters by the sea who built their home and called it liberty.
To symbolize a spirit.
Right.
The spirit of freedom.
Right
the
again.
The spirit that gave birth to America.
That's the spirit. Government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Greenfield fire trucks. They are the best thing to have in the world. How's that? Two fire trucks in Turner's Falls at a car crash in Turner's. Two fire trucks, two ambulances, one cop's car at the scene. Then he went back to their home, fire station in Turner's. They stick up brush fires too. Yeah. It's fire season now. Yep. Danny Greenfield does it too. Yep. Greenfield has the brush trucks. Fire trucks has stick out brush fires too. Then you got helicopters too. They stick out forest fires too. You gotta be careful of doing that too.
You can get burned out there.
Yeah, it's dry season now. Yep. If you don't be careful, cops will come after you. All right? Yeah, fire marshal. If you don't be careful with fire, they come after you. Yeah, follow the rules. Be safe and sorry. GJ, Big Rig's hanging off. Yep. How's that?
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Yep.
Yep.
So, this is DJ Matt with another sports review. So, what I'm going to be talking about today, LeBron James, aka The King, which is actually one of his nicknames that the NBA gave him. He has the most points in the NBA history. He's still racking up points in his 22 years of playing in the NBA. And he's still going. He's one of the best. And he can't be stopped. And so far, he has about over 40,000 points in his career, which he holds the number one spot in the NBA. And another story about that, his son actually plays with him on his team. His name is Bronny James. That's LeBron James' son, and he plays for the Lakers with him. So that's actually the first father and son duo of all time, because there's no other father and son that has ever played in the NBA besides them. And the next part, who has the most championships in NBA history? As you guys know, the Boston Celtics has the most NBA championships in the history of the world.
Yeah.
They have 18 titles. They have 18 titles, and here are are the years that they won, so you guys know what the years are that they won the championship. So, to start off, they won in
1957, 1959, 1960, 1961, 1962, 1963, 1964,
1965, 1966, 1969, 1974, and 1976, 1981, 1984, 1986, 1989, 1990. And as far as you guys know, they won it last year, so that's their eighth championship in 2024. And whoever the player that most holds the NBA championships in Boston Celtic history is actually one of the Hall of Famers that passed away this year, Bill Russell. He was one of our best big men's I've seen on the Celtics since Kevin Garnett has came before he came to the Celtics, so and all that. So, and then as for the most coach, for the most coach wins for NBA championships, you guys are not gonna believe it. It's Phil Jackson is the coach with the most championship rings. He's coached for the Lakers. He's coached for all different kinds of teams, and he's won a lot. The most championships out of any coaches in the NBA. So, and he's also, he actually was a coach for one of the Hall of Famers. He died, I guess, last year. No, not last year, 2020. And his name is Kobe Bryant. They're really good friends off the court. Kobe Bryant was always, so good to him. And Phil Jackson was, one of the best coaches, He knew how to teach the game of the basketball. That's why he has so many championships. And yeah, as far as I know, those are the two GOATs that have the most championships in the NBA. So yeah, thank you. This is DJ Matt signing off. Have a good day. And
yep.
Yeah.
Hello. All right, now it's time for Superstars Jazz with the Legends. With our very own DJ Casey. Take it away, Casey.
I am DJ Waxer, Zappa Travel. This is about Travel as one arm with pretty very broken. The 39-year-old country starts new record. The trip in the Bopper 200 chart.
Which is about country.
In the week of October 26th is previews album at 3 on the chart and 2 3rd.
What's your favorite song by him, Casey?
The song says, I'm Not Okay.
That's a good one. I know a lot about Jelly Roll too. You got any more facts for us about Jelly Roll? One of the greatest?
Jelly Roll started singing in 2003. And his first songs in May was in 2005.
What, 2005?
Yep, I was only 3 years old.
What?
Cool.
He died a long time ago.
I don't think he died a long time ago.
What are you talking about him?
We're talking about Jelly Roll, not Jelly Roll Morton. We're talking about Jelly Roll.
It Ken Danes. You may not know about me, a favorite singer. Jelly Roll.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, what is that?
He played the piano. I know that.
He sang music video without lyrics.
What kind of music does he play?
Pretty fairy Okay. It's songs.
Okay.
What you trying to do over there?
Yeah. What you trying to do over there?
You trying to mimic me?
No, I'm not.
Don't mimic.
No, I'm not mimicking.
I don't appreciate the mimic.
No, I ain't mimicking.
I don't appreciate.
No, I'm not.
He nicknamed Jason Stafford. He loves Waffle House.
He loves Waffle House. Okie doke.
He has both a rock and country one song.
Oh yeah?
Is he like IHOP?
Sometimes IHOP. He does.
Is it IHOP or waffles?
What does he like? You like Waffle House? Does he like
pancakes?
IHOP.
Or IHOP.
IHOP.
Or waffles.
He likes IHOP.
IHOP.
How many waffles?
Does he eat 100 waffles?
Jelly roll eat.
You think you get 100 waffles?
Maybe a 1 or 2 or something.
1 or 2?
No, I think he gets.
I think he's lost a lot of weight, that jelly roll. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, the jelly roll? The jelly roll we're talking about?
Been laying, I think, off the jelly rolls and trying to get in shape.
Yeah.
Yep. Gotta lay off those jelly rolls, DJ Daisy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, lay off that jelly roll.
You know what I'm
saying? Because we can't have them jelly roll.
Jelly Roll's wife, Bonnie, came catch a feel during this time as well. Fans began waiting for know about his children.
His children.
Hmm?
What's his children name?
Trevor and Bonnie.
Nice. Baby Roll. Lil Jam. Lil Jam.
Lil Jelly Roll.
Baby Jam.
Jelly Roll Junior.
Trevor, the country superstar, is the father to children.
Did you have a son named Jelly Roll Jr.?
Hey, that's my voice. Don't you take my voice away.
No, I think it's mine.
It's mine.
Betty and a 15-year-old daughter. Noah, Buddy, a 7-year-old son.
Wow.
Jimmy's love. It's celebrate Mother's Day. The beach day. They live in Nine Falls.
DJ Yep Yep in the house?
Yep,
where's DJ Yep Yep?
We need DJ Yep Yep.
Hey, buddy, come on over here.
He's up there somewhere.
You know about this guy? You know about this guy? Can you tell us you know about him?
No.
You're a music lover. It's DJ Yep Yep. Tell us more about it.
Yep, 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 yep.
Better.
We're over 4 weeks of fun and interesting. Fast.
Yep, yep, yep.
One, a travel. A real name is the singer people know and love as Trevor was born as.
Yep, yep, yep.
Chasing the very girlfriend on September 4th, 1984. I am DJ Waxer, sign off.
DJ Superstar, talk about Jay.
Yeah.
I am not okay.
getting by. I'm losing track of days. I'm losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But I know, God knows, when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. I had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it all ain't bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. Well, I know I can't be the only one. It's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water time. And we all gonna be alright.
Alright, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here?
What?
You're blocking my store here, buddy.
Don't you know who I am?
Huh?
I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye Newshawk Award last year.
Good for you, Buckeye. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Creep.
So far, so good, huh?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. W-K-R-P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. There's no parachutes yet. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible.
The brothers running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! About the turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd.
Lass, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
Les, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. Gets pretty strange after that.
No, it gets strange.
Yeah, right.
No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Hello, I'm DJ Boucher. How are you guys? I'm DJ Boucher talking about history of the Thanksgiving. So, let's go. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. DJ Big Rick, what do you think of Thanksgiving? What do you think Thanksgiving's all about?
Go ahead, Jim. You know what it means?
What does it mean?
It brings family together.
That is very true. It does. It brings family together. You guys can spend time together and share thankful thoughts.
Yep.
Hey, Layla, what do you think of Thanksgiving? What do you think Thanksgiving's all about?
It's about food and family.
That's very true. Are you thankful for anything?
Happy.
Being happy. All right, DJ Slim Shady.
What do you think?
It could be a good day company in my house. Good Thanksgiving. Company by my house. Good Thanksgiving. Turkey or ham.
Nice. I'm actually having two Thanksgivings, but
two.
It's gonna be nice. I have one on my dad's side and then my mom's side. But here we go with this. Back to the history of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is originated in the 1500s, and it was first celebrated in 1621. The first Thanksgiving was a three-day harvest festival that included 50 pilgrims and 90
Wampanoag
Indians. Also, if you guys are big into football. Football, the NFL games were actually started to play in 1920, and they kept they're still doing it, and there's Thanksgiving football on this year too. So, and my favorite team is actually the Detroit Lions, where they actually are playing on Thanksgiving. So, go Lions! And here's another great fact about it. Did you know there are four towns in the United States named Turkey? They can be found in Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, and North Carolina. And also, well, pretty much people eat on Thanksgiving, the average number of calories consumed on Thanksgiving is 4,500 calories. I can't believe that. That's a lot of calories that people could do on a Thanksgiving, I can tell you that. And I feel like I don't think anyone could eat a lot of that, so. So what do you guys think? What do you think, DJ Big Rick?
You know, I think of that.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I think it's so good.
You think it's so good?
Yeah, right. I think it's so good.
How about DJ Slim Shady?
Very tasty.
Very tasty. How about you, DJ Layla?
Really tasty.
Everybody thinks it's tasty.
Tasty, tasty.
That's good. Thanksgiving is all about joy and thankfulness. So I'm happy everyone can have a good Thanksgiving and everyone enjoy. Enjoy the food. Enjoy talking to your family.
DJ, I'm signing off. DJ Matt, hey. DJ Matt.
DJ Boucher, signing off.
I got a question, Matt. Hey, Matt.
What's the question?
You guys prefer the whole cranberry sauce, like the berries, or the jelly roll cranberry sauce? The jelly roll, or...
I'm going to have to go with the jelly roll. Jelly roll.
Jelly roll.
Jelly roll.
Jelly roll cranberry.
Yeah, well, it's the best thing. Jelly roll.
I do, too.
You do what?
I like the jelly roll.
Jelly roll.
Yeah.
Jelly roll.
Jelly roll.
Jelly roll.
I like cranberries.
Yeah, comment. DJ Slim Shady.
That's not cool.
How's that not cool? All right, everybody, signing off. I'm starting first.
Bye-bye.
DJ Boucher, signing out. Have a good day. Thankful for everybody in this room.
There are so many songs about Christmas. The reindeer, the lights, and the gifts. We sing chestnuts are roasting and marshmallows toasting, and here comes old jolly Saint Nick. Now don't get me wrong, I sure love all those songs, but one holiday gets left out. You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now. Gobble, gobble one, gobble, gobble two, gobble, gobble me, gobble, gobble you. Listen to me now. Gobble, gobble three, gobble, gobble four, gobble, gobble please, can I have some more? Straw in the gravy bowl, yeah. I'ma eat a dozen dinner rolls. Stretchy pants on, that's how I roll. No judgment here, no judgment here. Grandpa's passed out, passing gas, but we got pumpkin candles burning just for that. Someone brought up politics, now everybody's mad. But you can't be mad when the whole world's singing. Gobble, gobble one, gobble, gobble two, come on. Gobble, gobble me, gobble, gobble you. Everybody now, gobble, gobble three, gobble, gobble four, gobble, gobble please, can I have some more? Oh my my, get the turkey in my belly. Oh my my, with the cranberry jelly. Oh my my, come on and sing it with me. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh my my, get the turkey in my belly. Oh my my, with the cranberry jelly. Oh my my, come on and sing it with me. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble one, gobble, gobble two, gobble, gobble me, gobble, gobble you. Listen to me now. Gobble, gobble three, gobble, gobble four, gobble, gobble please, can I have some more?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Going to the movies with Justin. Here we go, come on. Going to the movies with Justin. DJ Justin.
Nope, can't say it.
Go. Here we go.
There's a new movie coming out on Peacock this week called Twister. So for all you Twister fans that have seen the old ones with the Storm Chasers, this is a new remake. So I suggest that you take a look at it on Peacock this Friday starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
What's that movie about?
I'll give you a small summary because I don't want to spoil the surprise. Basically, Twisters happen left and right. They are chasing them, trying to gather science information to create an earlier warning system that is more than just 3 seconds before the Twister hits.
Any big stars in this one, Justin? Big stars?
I'm not sure about the stars, but I don't want to spoil it, so tune in and you'll find out.
All right, this is DJ Bobby Boucher and
DJ Kingsnake talking about our favorite horror movies of all time.
And did you know, in 2026, they're coming out with a new Scream movie. It's coming out February of 2026.
It'll be part 7 in the series.
Yep, part 7. And if they make one more after that, they'll be tied with Freddy and Jason with 8 movies together, too.
Frozen.
Layla, I heard that you're a big Frozen fan.
Frozen fan.
Who's your favorite character in Frozen, Layla?
Anna.
Who else do you like? Do you like Sven?
Yes.
All right. What about Olaf?
As an update to that movie Frozen, there's also a horror movie called Frozen as well.
Oh, look at that. Do you like Olaf?
Yes.
All right, a Thanksgiving movie.
The Wizard of Oz is on every Thanksgiving.
Yep, Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz, just like DJ Kingsnake said.
So if you're a big Dorothy fan, make sure you watch it every Thanksgiving.
I watched TV shows. I watched Hot Wing.
All right. And then there's another movie I like. I don't know about you guys, but it's coming out next month. It's Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and one of my favorite hedgehogs are coming back, and it's gonna be so good. I think it's gonna be a nice return of this my favorite hedgehog, and the Sonic movie, my favorite one now. It's going to be Shadow. He's one of the villains now in the second one. Or third one, sorry. My bad. So, yeah. And then there's a couple movies. Oh, another movie coming out on this Friday. Tomorrow, November 15th, guys. It's called Red One. It's with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's with Chris Evans. It's basically a early Christmas movie. I thought they would come out with it on near Christmas, but I mean, they're coming out near Thanksgiving, so.
So for all you rock fans out there, make sure you go to see it.
And if you smell, but the rock is cooking. I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day. It makes me thoughtful, and so I say. I'm so grateful for every little thing that comes my way.
I like Thanksgiving Day, everybody, that's coming up to everyone.
So enjoy your Thanksgiving.
I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day, it makes me thoughtful, and I said I am so grateful for every little thing comes my way. I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yeah!
I join hands of Thanksgiving. A happy day. Join hands. Let gratitude lead the way.
Blessed bees, everybody.
I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day makes me thoughtful for what I say. I'm so grateful. Everything, little thing, comes my way. Burgers and weenies. All right, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day. All right, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day. Day. I said burgers and weenies. Burgers and weenies. Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving. That's it.
That was fun.
Happy Thanksgiving Day. This is DJ Layla signing off. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Eat lots of turkey day. Lots of football. Frozen 2. Happy Thanksgiving Day.
Jim, you guys want to real quick? Quick, I guess we're Jim, go ahead.
What?
Anything else? I'm going to have to fill it up with some music. That's all we got time for. Are you done? Alright.
Familiar highways lined with leaves turned brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family, the kind of love that all these years can't wash away. 'Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Watching football, watching families grow. The old kids' table, all have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and I'd almost cry. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family, kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. 'Cause the older that I get, I see life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Drink, put your dishes in the kitchen sink, and let the leftover year just wash away. As we made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history. Thank God that it's Thanksgiving Day.
To the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the year, to join hands and thank the Creator now when thanksgiving is due. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie, and oh, love that you've made new. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And when the time comes to be going, won't be in sorrow and tears. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way, grateful for all of the years. I thank for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do. And Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, thanking the Lord He made you. And Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you.